At a time when most of us are making plans for the beach, springtime is just beginning in Alaska. The ice and snow are still melting. And that means this is the time for a rite of spring for some Alaskans. Cemeteries start burying people who died during the winter months. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with NPR's Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage, Alaska.
Elizabeth lives in Anchorage, but she wasn't raised there. So I'm wondering, were you a bit surprised to hear that people in some parts of Alaska actually wait to bury their loved ones until spring?
Well, it sounded a bit odd, Renee, but actually it was common practice in earlier centuries, even in the West, not just the North. And the problem's pretty simple. The ground gets too hard in the winter. And up here, there's also permafrost, earth that stays frozen year-round, which makes it tough to dig. Up in Fairbanks, for example, temperatures drop to about 40 below, and I'm told in some cemeteries, bodies are stored through the winter, and burials begin around Memorial Day weekend. In some villages in the Arctic, they build these big bonfires to soften the ground, but sometimes spring flooding is so bad that graves are unearthed and they have to bury a second time. The real problem, though, Renee, statewide is about location. Most cemeteries will bury in the winter, but there's no choice as to where. They pre-dig the graves or they insulate certain rows of graves by covering them with leaves and styrofoam and plastic so that they can dig through the winter. But if you want to be buried next to a loved one in a particular spot or under a particular tree, you got to wait till spring.
Well, I suppose one could opt for cremation and a tombstone.
Well, there's that. But if you want to be as deep as 6 feet under, even in an urn, you have to wait.
Generally speaking, permafrost must present all kinds of problems other than, you know, seasonal burial.
Sure, it does. Scientists and engineers in polar regions have exchanged ideas for years as to how best to build on permafrost, which has a tendency to shift when it warms up. I lived in a village in the Arctic where all the sewer and water lines had to be above ground because of that. In fact, when the Trans-Alaska pipeline was built, there was great concern about whether the pipeline would warm the earth and cause upheavals in the line. So these vertical support members were built in certain areas to keep it up and off the ground. But lately, Renee, permafrost hasn't been quite so permanent, and climate change has really been warming things up here.
I mean, does that translate to Alaska melting, in a sense?
Well, warming, anyway. It's causing some real problems. Permafrost lies under nearly 200 towns and about 2,000 miles of road, and when it starts thawing, roads buckle and entire towns start shifting around. Coastal villages rely on permafrost and pack ice to prevent beach erosion from storms, and two villages up here, Shishmaref and Kivalina, are going to have to relocate, and there are about 20 villages sort of inching toward the sea. The oil industry is also struggling with this, Renee. Oil companies build roads and pipelines, but to minimize the damage to the tundra, they do all their exploration only when roads are frozen with about a foot of ice and 6 inches of snow. And in recent years, their season for exploration has been cut in half. It's dropped from about 200 days a year in 1970 to about 100 days a year now.
So what does all of this mean? People in some future time actually won't have to wait till spring to bury their dead?
Well, nobody knows that yet, but certainly plenty of people are studying it, and I guess that could be the upside of it, Renee.
Elizabeth Arnold speaking from Anchorage, Alaska.